Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the inaugural episode of HMA's podcast series, On the Horizon. I'm your host, Jason Silva. On the Horizon is a new podcast series that covers timely healthcare topics in under 15 minutes. For our first episode today, we're going to be discussing the upcoming California Medicaid procurement. Now, California is, of course, the largest state by population, and its Medicaid program, which is known as Medi-Cal, is by far the largest Medicaid program. Currently, Medi-Cal covers more than 14 million people. Now, to put this into perspective, there are only three states that have a total population larger than California's Medicaid program. So when California indicates it's going to be re-procuring some of its Medicaid business, that's really big news. For our discussion today, we're joined by Margaret Tater. Margaret is a former acting deputy director with the California Department of Healthcare Services and is currently a managing principal in HMA's Sacramento office. Thank you for joining us today, Margaret.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's wonderful to be part of this inaugural podcast series. I'm very glad to have an opportunity to join you today, Jason.
Oh, great. Thank you. So the first question many people are asking with this upcoming procurement is, how unique is this opportunity? Because there really hasn't been a lot of opportunities for plans to bid on Medicaid business in California.
Well, it's a very significant opportunity. It's a significant development for California and its Medi-Cal managed care lines of business. California, you know, like most states, has moved to managed care over the years in an incremental fashion. So California's particular history in Medi-Cal managed care started in the late 80s. Therefore, it has about a 30-year history of Medi-Cal managed care development. And as I said, like most states, it's really a story of incremental developments. In California, the big issue is that it's a 30-year history of incremental developments and incremental transitions of managed care. But it's also a story of the very particular models of managed care that California has developed over that 30-year history. So against that backdrop, this reprocurement, which is the first significant all-in-one reprocurement announcement in California's history, is very significant.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any thoughts maybe on why California is choosing to do this now since they haven't done this in the past?
Sure. Just speculation, but a couple of things, again, by way of table setting in connection with, again, this incremental history of Medi-Cal managed care in California. To understand the history of Medi-Cal managed care in California, it's really important to think about the models of managed care. So California has some very specific models of managed care that involve, among other things, public plans, that is to say, governmentally created public entities that are governed by locally appointed boards of directors. So California has a very complex framework of local public plans that operate in the Medi-Cal managed care space. It also has very specific models of managed care operating in all of its counties. So one of those models, for example, is called geographic managed care. In the geographic managed care model, the state is required to rebid that model annually, and it has largely done so over the years. GMC is in Sacramento and San Diego counties. It has been rebid over this history, but there are no other requirements in statute for other commercial plans that participate in some of these other models of managed care to be rebid on any regular basis. So in answer to your question about why California is doing it now, it has an obligation to rebid GMC annually, so that would be fulfilling a specific requirement in state law. As for the other commercial carriers, other models of managed care, it seems to me that this is just good public policy for California to exercise its purchasing power after this incredible expansion of the Medi-Cal program and an incredible expansion of the Medi-Cal Managed Care program, it seems to me that California is looking to state its expectations for its contracted plans, and it's looking to exercise its purchasing power vis-a-vis those contractors. So I think it's good public policy and a sound exercise of purchasing power.
Wow, that really makes sense, and that was just a terrific overview of the landscape here in California. With respect to this upcoming procurement, what exactly is the size of the opportunity that we'll be looking at as far as number of lives?
That's a great question, Jason. As I said and alluded to in the earlier question you had about why California was going to exercise its ability to reprocure now, it goes to, again, these models of managed care that California has. So the specific answer to your question about the size of the opportunity is about 3 to 3.5 million lives. So the size of this RFP opportunity that will be implemented in 19 through 21 is about 3.5 million lives. However, as you noted at the outset, California's Medi-Cal population is 14 million. Most of that population is currently in managed care. Close to 11 million lives are enrolled in managed care in California right now. So when you think about the size of this opportunity, it really does introduce, again, these models of managed care that are unique to the California marketplace. Specifically, there are five major models of managed care in California. So you have, first, the county organized health system model, which operates in about 22 counties. That's a public plan, and pursuant to the county organized health system model, all enrollees, all beneficiaries in the designated counties are mandatorily enrolled into a single plan. Now, a single plan can serve more than one county, so there are six county organized health system plans in California. This RFP does not impact those public plans. They're creatures of federal authority, state authority, local ordinance, and are not impacted by this opportunity. As I said before, you have GMC, which is a model of managed care that is most comparable to what other states do when they rebid or procure contractors for their Medicaid managed care business. It's the model pursuant to which the state does an RFP and based on criteria selects managed care contractors. That model operates in San Diego and Sacramento, and as I alluded to earlier, that'll be included in the reprocurement. A very significant third model of managed care is the two-plan model. As the name suggests, the two-plan model involves a public plan called a local initiative and a commercial plan, a single commercial plan contractor for the county. Pursuant to the two-plan model of managed care, those two plans, the public plan and the commercial plan, compete for the Medicaid lives in that county. Los Angeles, for example, is a two-plan model of managed care. There is a public plan, LA Care, and there is a commercial plan operating in Los Angeles County, which is currently HealthNet. So in the context of the reprocurement, all of those commercial plan contractors in the two-plan model of managed care would be rebid and subject to this new procurement coming up. There is also, I mentioned a couple of other models. There is the rural model of managed care, again, a lot like the GMC in that the state procured two commercial plan contractors to serve the rural counties. And then lastly, there's a specific model for a small county in the southern portion of California, the Imperial County model pursuant to which the county selected a plan and the state selected a plan. So back to the question, the size of the opportunity is limited to the commercial contractors operating in the Medi-Cal managed care space, and it excludes those public plans that comprise such a significant framework and portion of the Medi-Cal managed care market, if you will, in California. Nonetheless, 3.5 million members comprises a very significant RFP, so this is, by any set of standards, a significant procurement opportunity in California.
Oh. Yeah, and with the, you know, the significance of this opportunity, you had mentioned the RFPs, they're not expected to be released until late 2019 through 2021, but, I mean, shouldn't plans be preparing now for this big of an opportunity?
Oh, I think so. I think so. You know, in state policy arenas and in the realm of procurements such as this one, 2019 is not far away at all. It's only one state budget cycle away from us. So 2019 is quite close. Furthermore, from the perspective of ensuring current, the incumbent readiness, if you will, or the readiness of any new market entrants who would be interested in this opportunity, 2019 affords a very limited period of time within which to ensure readiness. So, again, in state budget cycles, 2019 is only one budget away. From the perspective of ensuring optimal readiness, optimal positioning in service areas where incumbents wish to maintain their current contract, or conversely, where a new entrant wishes to secure a contract, it's not very much time at all to really ensure optimal positioning. For example, when I say optimal positioning, I'm really talking about, again, from the perspective, let's say, of incumbents. It's a very de minimis period of time to ensure that any quality issues, for example, are optimally addressed, any network challenges, any provider issues, any issues related to consumer or enrollee satisfaction are optimally addressed. From the perspective of a new market entrant, 18 months seems like a long time. But again, to really understand the complexities of operating in Medi-Cal managed care, to understand the imperative, really, of understanding the local markets, the local provider issues, the local issues with regard to the safety net in those local markets is, again, not a very long time to ensure optimal positioning and optimal readiness for a procurement that's going to likely start in 2019.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, the plans, you know, probably should start looking at this seriously and preparing. With the schedule, though, do we anticipate any shifts in the RFP schedule?
So far, the state has been consistent in connection with its published RFP schedule, but I think that the state has made clear that, you know, this is subject to shifts and changes. Certainly in all things related to public contracting and certainly in the healthcare space right now, it is possible to anticipate shifts and changes in the schedule. I think it's likely. Nonetheless, the state has unambiguously published a schedule and unambiguously expressed an intent. So I think that the unambiguous expression of intent to reprocure is a signal that, notwithstanding delays in its implementation, is likely not to change.
That makes sense. So for the last question today, do you think the procurement will possibly be used as a vehicle to move additional populations into managed care here in California? For example, maybe expanding MLTSS to other counties outside of the existing seven CCI counties, maybe?
That's a very good question. So again, the models of managed care here in California and California's incremental transition of populations into managed care does tell a certain story in terms of the way in which the state has begun to increasingly rely on managed care. It moved a significant population into managed care, to which, Jason, you just alluded, when it launched what is called the Coordinated Care Initiative in 2013. It is possible, probably likely, to think that, for example, duals and other populations currently excluded from managed care might be included in the upcoming procurement. Duals represents probably, except for the CCI counties where the dually eligible population is enrolled in the Medi-Cal side of managed care, duals could be mandatorily enrolled in the rest of the models of managed care. That's possible. But I think, again, the healthcare climate is ever changing, so it behooves everybody interested in this opportunity to keep a close eye on all of the likely criteria, the likely standards, and the likely goals that the state is going to express in terms of what it wishes to achieve from its managed care contractors, both now and in the future when this procurement is ultimately released.
That's just great insight, Margaret. We just want to thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Oh, great. Well, that concludes our discussion for today. If you have any questions related to the upcoming procurement or any other healthcare matters, HMA is always here to help. Our web address is healthmanagement.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you again for joining us today.